President Bush will leave a number of prickly issues at Barack Obama's doorstep, among them interrogation techniques. Human rights advocates are pushing for a full accounting of Bush administration interrogation policies and who authorized them. But some say the Obama team should avoid an investigation that seems too political. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
One approach would be to turn the page and start fresh, but events yesterday showed how hard it may be to do that. John Brennan, a leading candidate for the top CIA job, withdrew his name after critics linked him to the harsh interrogation tactics of the Bush administration. Brennan says critics are distorting his record, but told the president-elect he feared the controversy would be a distraction. Pressure is building for an inquiry that would assign responsibility for torture-related crimes. Jamil Jaffer of the ACLU believes top officials must be held accountable.
We can't move forward while no senior official has been held accountable for authorizing torture. And if part of the aim here is to restore the country's moral standing in the world, then part of the program has to include holding accountable the senior officials who authorized torture. The United States can't credibly advocate for the rule of law around the world if the country ignores it at home.
The ACLU would like to see a special prosecutor appointed. But Scott Silliman thinks the Obama administration should steer clear of a major investigation. Silliman directs the Center on Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University.
I think it would be more prudent for President-elect Obama and his administration to change the policies of the Bush administration by executive order and by legislation, rather than trying to look back, whether it be through a truth commission or some kind of actual war crimes trials, to try to go back and hold people accountable one way or the other. So that's a very difficult political precedent for one administration to look back at the prior administration.
Silliman says that wouldn't preclude victims of torture under the Bush administration from seeking legal remedies in the courts.
I'm not saying that in any way there should be a whitewash or forgetting what happened. Anyone who was abused, anyone who was tortured, should bring a legal action in the courts to seek some kind of a remedy. I think that's far better than looking back at high-level officials who were acting on what is clearly legal guidance, whether we agree with it or not, out of the Justice Department. And that makes it very, very difficult and establishes a very dangerous precedent for future administrations.
But law professor Scott Horton of Hofstra University believes there must be a commission of inquiry. He says his discussions with members of the Obama transition team suggest it's one of the options under consideration.
I think the starting point shouldn't be cries for prosecution. It should be knowledge of what happened. We need a full and complete record. I think only after that has been put down can some judgments be taken about the ultimate accountability question.
Horton says the commission would need to be independent because the Justice Department itself is too deeply implicated in the whole issue. He says a good past example is the 1975 Rockefeller Commission, which looked at wrongdoing inside the CIA, or the 9/11 Commission investigating the lead-up to the terrorist attacks of 2001. Horton says it would not be enough for President-elect Obama and Congress to simply change the rules on torture. That would suggest that interrogation policy depends on which party is in charge.
These aren't matters that can be dealt with on a partisan basis. There has to be a firm, clear, and binding national consensus of what the American view is about these things.
Whether that consensus is achieved anytime soon will depend on how much political will there is to pursue the matter. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.